You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as it's a Wednesday, as always, I speak to Skulk Lowe, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak in Cape Town. Here we are on the verge of a long weekend in the United States, essentially, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Now, I forgive all our legions of American listeners. I don't really know what Thanksgiving is, Skulk. What are they giving thanks for again? Can you remind me? Something to do with the Founding Fathers or the people that settled in America? What is it?
Yeah, you got me there.
Exactly.
You got me there. I just know they eat a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Hormone-injected things from Walmart and places like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I think the you've got two versions now. It's a Thanksgiving version and then the Thanksgiving version, apparently. And the latter is just those people that, you know, decided not to eat any what's it, animal products. So, yeah.
Well, I applaud that. I've got no problem with that. But,
I know.
Yeah, I wish people would just keep it to themselves. Why do you have to tell everybody? It's like people that write motivational books. I have to tell everybody. If you're motivated, that's great. But I don't want to read a book that tells me the first thing I must do in the morning is make my bed because it's good discipline and I must meditate for half an hour at lunchtime and that sort of thing. Very good idea for you, not necessarily for me. Skulk, what happened on the market today? Sorry, that was a very interesting intro. Yeah.
I think with the anticipation of Thanksgiving and also the market's going to be quiet, I do get this feeling that there's sort of a lacklusterness today in the markets. I mean, we've had quite a bit of movement lately. We had Trump come out 2 days ago. What was it yesterday? Yeah, 2 days ago, we now starting to draw these lines in the sand, which I found. Yeah, I found interesting because we know the first speech is only 20 January, so that's quite a bit of time to go. And he's already went like, that's it, Mexico, Canada, prepare yourself. You're going to be tariffed at 25%.
Yeah, and that's NAFTA, isn't it? North American Free Trade Association is those three countries: the United States of America, obviously Canada, yes, and Mexico. And he doesn't like that, and I don't know why he doesn't like it, because as far as I know, with my limited trade geopolitical knowledge, I think it's done rather well.
Yeah, I think so too. And we saw the after effect yesterday, because yesterday I still haven't, I'll look when we're sort of in it, but yesterday, the likes of the Volkswagens and the BMWs and those share prices really took a almighty beating in the market. And purely on the back of these now tariff talks. And I think it's really early days. I don't think, and I can see today that the likes of Volkswagen down again. But today, yesterday was really hammered. And I don't know. I think one should really just be, take a deep breath and just let's just get over the Christmas season, because how I think this is going to go is it's not necessarily how it's going to go, but people thinking that now the likes of the Volkswagens and BMWs and Stellantis and all these European brands are going to be hit with a lot of tariffs, need to just be mindful that as much as America is importing these European brands, they're also exporting. Yeah, they're exporting the likes of Ford and GM and those type of cars. So, one should just, I think, just be sort of just take a deep breath. Let's just get through this market. And I, back to your first question, I get the feeling today is sort of that. Oh, wait a minute. Let's just sit down, get through Thanksgiving, get through Christmas, and let's see where this goes.
The wording of his tariff threats, which he spouted the whole time he was on the campaign trail for the presidency, which, of course, we know he won quite so convincingly, is he talked about it, but then the wording of yesterday's announcement, 25% here, there, and then China will come, it was almost as though he was wielding an axe as a threat. The axe had, is, it may not come down. And it was almost as though he was saying to Mexico, for example, if you tighten up your border controls in conjunction with my new border czar, as they call him, then we'll review the situation. He's sort of threatening, in other words. He's a dangling a carrot and threatening at the same time, as only Donald Trump can do. So maybe it's that. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I agree. It's really exactly as you said, because 2016 Trump came in and says, we're going to build a beautiful wall.
And Mexico's going to pay for it.
And Mexico is going to pay for it. And he realized, I think the sort of the Trump 1.0 realized, this is going to be difficult and it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Now he just went like I said, well, we're just going to slap you. We're going to slap you with 25% tariffs. And remember, his wording was he's going to start now. He's like, you know.
Day one, he said, more or less.
Yeah. On January the 20th, and now I'm actually quoting him. On January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada 25% tariffs on all products coming into the United States. And it's ridiculous. I can actually hear him say that. And it's your ridiculous open borders. And here's the very important point, that tariffs will remain effect until such time as the drugs, in particular fentanyl, and all these illegal aliens stop this invasion into our country.
Exactly. So, it's bribery, in other words, quid pro quo.
Here we go. And we know the Mexican president already turned around and said, well, he's going to do everything in his power to immediately start addressing these illegal aliens migrating towards. He will put, hey, that's better than the wall. I mean, now you're sitting with both Canada and Mexico stating, and they're going to do pretty much everything in their power to get this addressed, because, man, 25% is a hell of a lot if you somebody.
It's not just the companies that are impacted, of course. It's the person that buys a something that comes from Mexico, whether it be, I don't know, a vegetable product or something like that. Suddenly, if it costs $5, it now costs, and this is where my maths comes, 25. What's a quarter of five? Anyway, it's a lot. It impacts you across the board. You don't know, 120 or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, exactly, 120. So, he plays dirty, Trump. But if it's effective, then good on him. I mean, I'll never like him. But if it works, then that's good. I tell you what has worked as well, which must have really irritated Trump, is Joe Biden coming up with the minimum of 60-day ceasefire, should it hold, between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is a really good step in the right direction. If only Gaza could have been included as well, but it hasn't. And so long may it continue. Long may the slaughters continue. And away we go from there. But Trump must be gnashing his teeth, because he wanted to get the glory of putting something like that in place in January, or starting in January.
Well, at least now there's maybe some possibility, because he can actually come in as president and do. What did he say? He's going to stop this war within 24 hours.
Well, that's the Ukraine war, yeah. I mean, that's something completely different. I mean, I could stop the war. I just go to Mr. Putin and say, listen, you can have what you've taken. Let's just get on with our lives again. That's the easy way to stop it. Or to say to Putin, you know, your state is falling apart. And on that note, Skulk, what did you see about Gazprom Bank today? What did you see about that? You saw the story or not?
No, I missed that one. I was out and about today. I'm presenting, and I must say I missed that one.
Okay, there was a new hashtag on X, and it was Russia bank collapse. And I thought, well, it doesn't seem as though the markets are particularly perturbed by this. And what the US has done is imposed very, very strict sanctions on Gazprom Bank. And we know what Gazprom is, and they've got a bank as well, which seems logical to fund all their various activities. And the ruble went to its lowest level since the invasion of Ukraine. And it was people were saying, oh, well, this is the end. The economy's going to collapse, and this will be the downfall of Putin. And I looked at the gold price and, okay, it's done okay today, hasn't it? It's up $23 on my screen, up close to a percent. I don't know if that's geopolitically related or US dollar related. Looks like US dollar related to me, with the euro about, what, points two-thirds of a percent higher. But it's one of those days, Skulk, I think, where lots of things are going on, and yet nothing really is, if you see what I mean.
No, exactly. We can, the dollar index as well. Dollar index down 60 basis points. That's, I would say, looking towards the gold price is sort of giving you most of the answers. But yeah, like I said, not a lot happening in the market. Do I think that a lot's going to happen during December? Yes, I do think so. I still firmly believe that we're going to have a really exciting, most probably volatile, December. We've seen Biden come out a week or two ago saying, well, there we go. You can take our long-range missiles and use it. Today he came out with the ceasefire. I mean, so there's a lot of things happening, from the Democrat side, or let's call it that, the outgoing president. And we know the incoming president has been quite active. I mean, when last did we see him this active on X? So I think it's going to be a fun time on these medias and social medias.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's good fun rather than bad fun, Skulk. I need to pick your brain a little bit because Black Friday is coming up, and I've got a retail sector podcast to do on Friday, and it's going to be very much related to the influence of Black Friday, but on this SA retail sector, not in the US, because Black Friday is now a global phenomenon, of course. And the recent trading updates and results coming out of the retail sector, to me, I mean, my theme is you can't just blanket buy the retail sector. You have to choose your stock and the sector within the sector very carefully. Would you say that's correct?
Yes. Yes, you definitely need to do so. You definitely need to do so. But I do agree with you. I think this Black Friday is going to be a particularly interesting one, from a South African point of view. We've seen the likes of Mr. Price, the update that came through, I think, a week or two ago. We've had Pepco this week, I think yesterday. That also looked good. We had a great reaction with the market. And once you just realize this was most of these updates pretty much until September. The real effect of this two-pot system, I think, is going to be mind-boggling.
Do you think people will dip in because they're allowed to now and use it to spend, whereas before they haven't been able to? Are they going to give themselves some retail therapy?
Well, I don't. I just need to look at the stats that's been provided already. I mean, we're looking at SARS. The stats is really telling us that we're looking at more than 50 billion rands worth of pension fund money through this two-pot system has been withdrawn. A lot of very clever people out there will say, well, about half of that. Now, okay, I think that's a thumb suck. But about half of that is going to be used to reduce debt, and the other half is going to be used to use as retail therapy. I think I'm sticking my hand up first and saying, well, I don't think they paying off half their debt. I think it's way less, and I think this Black Friday might just be a really, really interesting turn of events with more money being into the South African system through this two-pot system.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. And meanwhile, on a very quiet day, let's go straight to the markets, where the dollar rand is 18.21, British pound against the rand is 23.01, and the euro rand is 19.19. Euro dollar, the aforementioned 105.35, which is now a 0.5% gain for the euro against the greenback. Gold price, $26.41, up $21 an ounce, or 0.8% now. Platinum is $9.38, which is up $14 an ounce. And palladium has also gone from four figures to three figures over the last couple of days, $9.94, which is up $4 an ounce, actually. Now, let's have a look at crude oil. It's been remarkably quiet recently. I thought the cessation of hostilities between Israel and Lebanon might sort of stabilise the region a bit, but not a bit of it. The Brent crude oil price up 0.3% to $73.03, and West Texas, $68.91, which is up 0.2%. Natural gas prices have fallen 5.75%. Goodness me, it's quite a big move there. And elsewhere, no, not much really. It's a pre-Thanksgiving break we're having here. As for US stock markets ahead of the big day tomorrow, very, very quiet, obviously. S&P 500 futures, 6,030, down very, very slightly. The US 10-year bond yield, it's also been quiet of late. It's firming up, though. 4.29%, yield falling, bonds rising. South Africa, the same, actually. South African 10-year has done very well last few days, 9.18% currently. Bitcoin coming off the boil, looked for the, all the world it would be through 100,000 and beyond, but no, below 95,000 now. 94,640, which is nonetheless a 1.4% gain. Are you seeing anything, Skelk? I know you've been on the road today, so these sort of things are immaterial to you, quite honestly. Clients are more important on these days.
Yeah. It's at this time of year, November. Usually, we as wealth managers do spend more of our time on the road, giving report backs than really spending it behind a computer. But something did catch my eye. I mean, we had NAMPAC bring out a trading statement today, and I don't know what to make of it. Let's start with the bad side. I mean, share price reacted, 12.5%, and I'm down.
That's a big one.
I must say, this is one of those scenarios where I unfortunately do not have a really positive stance on. And a lot of the times I compliment companies for bringing out really thorough, sense announcements, keeping the shareholders, updated. But this one was just bad. I mean, it was such a, bad report in terms of, you could see there's going to be major losses somewhere. And it was just cryptically said, this is what's happening. We've had this major, downgrade on our earnings. And that's it. That's pretty much just. So I think for the listeners out there, they will most probably be waiting for the actual results to come through. And hopefully that will give them some better insights. But sure, if this is true, then there's going to be some major losses, coming from NAMPAC side. And then, this drop that we've seen in the share price today has been totally justifiable.
Yes, albeit in thin conditions. Argent came out with numbers as well, interim numbers, share price down nearly 4%. Well, let's go straight to the JSE board now.
Yeah, I've got one more. Then one of my favorite sectors lately is naturally high prop. So,
yes.
I mean, we had an impact that was bad, but high prop reacted 2.6% on their operational update. And I don't know for the listeners out there that don't know high prop, they specialize in retail property. Very well-known, the shopping centers like Canal Walk, the Somerset Mall, Table Bay Mall. I mean, very well-known, Cape Townian type of malls, but also they've got a East European portfolio as well, but they focus mostly on retail property. Things that really stood out, and this is things that you and I have been chatting about, as we went from COVID where everybody said, well, nobody's going to be going to shopping centers anymore. Everybody's going to be buying online, office. Nobody's going to go back to office. We now see that a lot of people, I mean, even Elon Musk said one of the first things he's going to do is he's going to force every single person that's from a government employee point of view that's still not working remotely to go back to an office. But be that as it may, when you look at the retail vacancies, 2%, man, that is really, really, really good. The office vacancies still on the higher-ish side, 17.7%. But be mindful, this was trading at 27.4% a year ago. So a massive, massive recovery in the office vacancies. And like I said, retail vacancies at 2% is just beautiful. So, yeah, I think it's a really positive update. I can't wait to see the actual result. Not a shareholder of iProp. I do have a shareholding in the retail space through Resilient, very similar. But as mentioned, iProp today reacted 2.6% positive. So I thought that was a big win for shareholders.
I'm looking at my leaders board, and another share is a top of the list that is a property company, Primary Health Property, PLC, up 6.1%. I mean, that's obviously very specific within the property sector. Is this right? Am I talking or am I talking nonsense? Primary Health Prop, is that a property company?
I actually don't know, Lindsay. I mean, this is a company that falls outside the all shoe. So yeah,
it looks very, very thin, I must say, looking at the graph of it today. Okay. Another one, Mass is second on the list as well. Gosh, I really should do my research on that. But when I see PH Prop, I think of property. Mm. Anyway, 6.1% up. Mass up 4%. Pick and Pay doing well, 3.5% better ahead of this Black Friday event. Pepco, the one that you mentioned earlier on, after a trading statement, follow through buying today with a 3.3% gain.
It was 5% up yesterday. It was 5% up yesterday, and today another 3.3%. I mean, this is we're talking about more than 8% in 2 days. That's great, great stuff.
It is, and it's very encouraging that the day after a trading statement or a set of results, people sit down and, having read them a little bit more carefully, say, okay, we didn't get in yesterday, but it's not too late because we still think this has got a way to go. I always find it encouraging. If you get a share that goes shooting up on the day of results and then comes down the next day, you realise that the day before maybe it was just short covering from hedge funds or something like that. I don't know. But that is a very good sign indeed. Yeah, impressive performance over 48 hours. Advertech up 3%. Downside, Roynet 4.1%. Redefine down 4%. Telkom down 3.1%, Exaro down 3%, and Tungela nearly 3% weaker. Any others on your board, Skunk?
No, I could just maybe just add into the mix also SAC, as a corporate. They also, I mean, also another property company, also up 2.5%. Also, you know, also got the likes in property in the retail space. So clearly, your retail therapy is not only for the retailers themselves. I'm talking about Pepco, Mr. Price, et cetera, but we're also looking at the companies. I mean, we know there's going to be a few people standing at queues, you know, this coming Friday on Black Friday. So this naturally will be good for these shopping centres as well, these retail companies and the property companies.
Yeah, indeed. And just one final word on Black Friday. Do you think it dilutes the Christmas spending factor?
Yeah, very much so. Very, very much so. But I think there's a lot of people that use the Black Friday specials as part of their Christmas shopping. I know my kids use it as part of their Christmas shopping spree. So, yeah, maybe to a certain extent, but also, I mean, to get your Christmas shopping done a little bit cheaper, that might be the holiday.
Okay. Hopefully you will get some lavish and well-thought-out gifts this Christmas, Skalk. Yes, that company, by the way, I've just been looking up. It's Primary Health Properties PLC. So it is a property company, but very niched, obviously. Hmm. Can you give us the closing JSE indices, please?
Yes, yeah. The JSE closed today at 85,102 points. That is down 35 basis points. The top 40, 76,710 points, also down 39 basis points. While the resource index today bucked the trend, they actually managed to keep themselves in the green, 41 basis points positive, as well as the SA Property, 19 basis points positive. But the financials today closed down 1.14%, while the industrials down 0.15%. We look at the value trend.
Let me just guess today, educated guess, 17.4 billion.
That was pretty much what we've seen yesterday. But funny enough, there was, if we had this conversation, at the at 5 o'clock, we would have seen, I think more or less, 15, 16 billion, which was close to your 17 billion. But clearly there in the death, or let's call it the auction, we've seen quite a bit of movement, 21 billion for today. So this week has been not a bad day. I mean, yesterday, 17.6. But if we look at Monday we had close to 38 billion. Friday also 21 billion. So clearly there's some movement through the JSE, which is always encouraging.
Very good, Skunk. Keep going on the road. Drive safely and soothe your clients' nerves with some good results from the year. And we'll speak next week. That is Skunk Lowe. That was Skunk Lowe, portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.